Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see each one of you. We do the Sunday school lesson this morning. I just want to take a moment and pray. Just speak to the author. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, and we just pray you, Lord, just help us this morning, Lord, as we look into your word for this portion of time. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to you, Lord, and we just pray that you bless everything, every part of this service today. Bless those that are here with us, and Lord, and visitors. Father, the ones that are not here with us this morning, I pray that you be with them. Those that are watching in online, the ones that will be listening later, Lord, we just pray that everything that is said and done, Lord, will be a blessing. Lord, we just thank you for all you have done for us. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So this morning, unless they pull it up on the back, but this morning I want to read from Psalms 27, 1 through 5. And the scripture says, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He said, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And this morning, I want to take a little, my title is My Light and My Salvation. And I just want to look at a few things this morning. And I'd actually had started working on this some time back. And just with some of the recent events that we've had with the school shooting and different things, this just came back to me. But I just want to look at a few things this morning, and I know the young people aren't up here, the kids up here, but this may be something for the kids to listen to. Might be something for the kids, but you know, the word light is one of the definite. You know, is to illuminate, to enlighten, to shine upon, and so it says, "The Lord is my light." And, you know, many times we have, especially recent, but in life, you know, we have a lot of times that are dark and gloomy, and a lot of things come against us, and things don't come the way we want them to. But, you know, God is our light. And no matter how dark the world gets or how dark our situation gets, God is our light. And he lights our paths. He shows us the way we should go. Anything that happens, God is the one that's going to lead you and show you which way to go. And the word salvation, you know, means to rescue or bring from one position to another, because, you know, we were all in sin, we were all in darkness, and we were brought into marvelous light. And salvation is to bring from one place to another. But it also means to rescue. And so, but it also means our safety. It means our welfare, our prosperity. It means our victory. All these things have to do with our salvation. So when we talk about God being our salvation, God is our safety. He is our deliverance. Everything that we have need of, it's in a part of God being our salvation. So when he says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear?" When David's talking about this and all the things, when you look at David's life, all the things that David went through, the one thing I thought about when you look at David's life, and, you know, David had a great opportunity to really stand out in the things that he done. But, you know, it's the things that he didn't do are some of the most remarkable things that people look at David's life about. You know, when King Saul tried to kill David and kept coming after him,
You know, it was the integrity of David's heart not to kill Saul. He said, God forbid that I touch God's anointed. Even though Saul had been rejected as king and had turned the word of God down and the judgment of God was upon Saul, David still held Saul in regard to the anointing that God had placed upon him.
Right.
And he said, God forbid that I touch his anointed. But to show the integrity of David's heart, Saul was put in David's hands more than once, but he wouldn't touch him. Even when he was urged to take Saul's life. He said, God has placed him in your hands. Now, take your enemy. And do you know that he would not do that because he still held Saul as the king?
Right.
Because he realized that the judgment wasn't his. It was God's judgment.
Right.
And so he's like, no, I will not touch him. And when he cut the skirt, Saul's skirt, he went back and apologized to Saul. He said, I want to show you that I had the opportunity to take your life and I didn't.
Right.
But he had done an offense to Saul. A minor offense. And he was so moved by that he called out to Saul to tell him, I cut your skirt. And it's an amazing thing sometimes because we allow such small things happen in our lives and we just let them pass by. And not realize the little foxes spoil the vine. The small things in your life that you allow to pass by, those are great offenses sometimes. We allow such small things happen. But see, it was the integrity of David's heart to understand who God was. And he said, I don't want to put anything before me that would displease God. And so we see the things that David done that he had such a great love for God. He had such great love for God's word that he would not allow these things to take place. But he had this great opportunity. And, you know, a lot of people thought, well, look at David's life. Well, he held the word of God in such high regard that he wouldn't touch Saul. And it's just like that, you know, when you have these things, God is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear?
Right.
You know, you see the life that David lived. And, you know, here he is in all these things, the things that he had seen God do in his life. So many times, we'll read several different passages from Psalms this morning, maybe. But here's one of them. Psalms 112, verse 4 says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. So we think about all the things that are the darkness that covers the earth today. We see a lot of, even in politics and different things, we know that the time that we live in, we understand how all these things are to take place, and you see the things that's going on. But, you know, we see these things. We know that there's supposed to be darkness in the land, but, you know, there's light. And, you know, David said, the Lord is my light. But, you know, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world.
Right.
And it's not just to be that we're to walk in the light, but we're supposed to be the light also. John chapter 3, 19 and 20 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Right.
So we see that the light has come into the world, the light of the word has come, and in every age there was a light. God brought light in every age, every group there was a light, there was a message that came forth to them. We've received our message in our day.
Right.
The fullness of the word has come in our day.
Amen.
And we see many people have rejected the word and turned it down. They walked away from it. But we realize that's what they're supposed to do. But we see that how God is light, and he's brought us this light. And, you know, there's many people that have walked away from the light. And we see, I was thinking the other day, And I kept trying to think of the name of the song, but I had part of it in my mind, but I couldn't think. So I had to do a little research, and it was called Getting Used to the Dark. And I don't know if any of y'all, it's an old Southern gospel song, but, you know, it's, you know, the condition of the world today, the things that we see. And it's just like, you know, there's so much darkness in the world. And it says for Christians are to be the light. But instead of standing up and being the light to the world and showing the light of the Word of God, we're starting to just get used to the dark. Because if you compromise on the Word or you just let things go, well, this is just the way things are going to be. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And I want the world to see that there is truth and this is what the truth is. And, you know, I want the world to know these things because many people, they've got to the place, we can't change anything. But, you know, there was a little story years ago about that little boy that was going down the beach and he saw all the little starfish and little things that were on the beach. And, you know, he was going down through there and he was throwing all of them back in. The old man watched that little boy throwing starfish and little aquatic things back in there, you know. And he's like, you know, son, he said, you can't do any good doing this. He said, look all the way down through the beach. You see all these little creatures up on the beach. They're not in the water. They're not going to make it. But it didn't stop that little boy. He was determined. Everything that was, all the little living creatures that were stuck on the beach, he was up there throwing them back in. And he stopped and told that old man, he picked up a little starfish and held it in his hand. He said, well, I can't save all of them, but it's important to this one. And he threw it back in the water, and he just kept on going down through there.
Right.
We can't save the whole world. We can't change everything. But you know that God puts you across somebody's path
right.
for you to be the light to that
Amen.
One.
Amen. That's right.
Be the light where you are. And you know, you never know why people cross your path, why things happen the way they do. But you sow the seed. You be the light to that person.
Right.
Because you never know when God is going to reach that one. Just like I was thinking of the brother that was in the, the brother in South Africa, Brother Keith. And he was witnessing to this lady. And he said, the Lord just impressed me to go over to this lady. I started talking to her, and I was telling her about the Lord and everything. He said, I just stood there and talked to her, and he said, I didn't understand. He said, she wasn't interested in one bit. She was an older lady. She said, she was not interested in any of this one bit. But he said, I just went over there, he said, because this is the way I felt led to go. But she had a young caretaker with her. And he said, I began to share the gospel and talk about God and the Word. And he said, I just started giving part of my testimony and just began to speak to this lady. And he said, just in a moment, he said, that young lady started crying. She was moved by that. And he said, it wasn't that I was talking to that older lady. It was God. He said, it was because that young lady was with her. And he said, I had to stop that elderly lady because she was the one that was the one in charge, you know. But when I started talking to her, because she stopped to listen, then that young lady was the one that was moved by the gospel, was able to be saved because of his testimony of them speaking. So you never know what God, and you say, why certain things happen? Just be faithful to what God calls you to do.
Right.
God moves you on your heart to say stuff to something, somebody. You know, like Brother Bram says, always check it by the Word. But you know, if it's right, if it's uplifting, you know, if it's scriptural, then yeah, we ought to share it.
Right.
And whether you know, it offends people or not, well, the Word's going to be offensive. But the people need to hear the truth.
Amen.
So we see here, speaking of the light, Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So, you know, God has us a place for us to come to. The name of the Lord, He's given us His name, and we have a place to run to in times of need, times of trouble, problems. So you just go and see, you know, people are looking for many things in the world, but they're trying to find it the wrong way. And this is one of the, what really got me started on going down this line was I was listening to Brother Brown, and he was preaching in the message, the time-tested memorials of God. And he's talking about being there at the, a lot of y'all will probably remember this, he was talking about being at the Statue of Liberty. And he goes out on the island where the statue is, and you know, he goes up there and he's in the statue, and they're showing him around. And he's talking to the some of the people there, and he sees all those dead birds laying up there on the statue, and he asks him, you know, he's like, why are they up here? He said, did they get electrocuted while they were sparrows and they were all dead? And he's like, no, he said, those little fellows, they got caught in a storm. He's like, yeah, I know there was a storm here last night. He said, when they got into this light, they tried to beat the light out. See, they just hit against this glass and beat. He said, instead of using the light to go to safety, they tried to beat the light out. And he said, they beat their brains out trying to put that light out, and they died. And he said, then the inspiration struck me. He said, that's right, men and women who are trying to beat out the light of God are just beating their brains out. He said, why don't they use it to go to safety in the stead of beating their brains out trying to deny it? Saying the days of miracles is past, there is no such thing as divine healing, old heart felt salvation, these things, they're just beating against the post. But see, so they spent all their time, and he was sitting there listening and watching those, seeing all those dead birds where they'd went out there and got caught in a storm, and they'd beat themselves to death because they saw that light. And instead of trying to use it to go to safety, they weren't trying to beat it out. And, you know, and that's the way it is today. We see many people, they want to try to deny the light of the Word. They want to deny the Word. They want to try to put the Word down. They want to try to do away with it. But that's the only safety that you have. The only salvation that you're going to have is the Word of God. The only protection you're going to have is the Word of God. Amen. And they try to put this out because 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, because speaking of the Spirit of the Lord, he said, now the Lord is that Spirit. And he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So there's freedom. So you can be free of these things. He said, where we are, we all with open face beholding it as a glass in the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, see, it'll take a change. It'll cause a change in you. It'll bring you to the change that you want to come to. It'll do whatever you have need of. That is where there is freedom in that. There's liberty in that. And so when you see all these things that are taking place, there's safety in that.
Right.
He said the righteous run into that are safe. So all these things that you go through in life, here they are if you just come to the right place. See, you know, we see a lot of times people today, they have their ideas backwards. And I was thinking about how people want to try to, you know, they want to try to justify themselves. They want to look at things. But, you know, I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln. You know, when they asked Lincoln about, you know, he's like, why is it that both sides of this war, he said, you know, they both pray to the same God. They both believe the same. You know, they're both praying for an outcome. And he's like, you know, they say that God's on their side, and we say God's on our side. And Lincoln told him, said, no. He said, my greatest concern is not whether God is on my side, is on our side. He said, my greatest concern is to make sure that I'm on God's side.
Right.
He said, because for God is always right.
Right. Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we have it backwards. We're trying to look at it as whether God's on our side. Well, I want to be on His side.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm doing the things that is pleasing to Him, and not trying to use my own ideas or on my own ways, because I want to be on His side.
Right.
Because if I'm where He's at and I'm following the way He's going, then I'll never be wrong.
Right.
I'll always be right. And see, if we follow the way that God has the way that God made, the way that he showed these things, if we follow his plan, then all that comes to pass, everything will be fine. You know, in the Old Testament, when they God told them that they had to take the lamb and slay the lamb, and they had to cook it, and they had to eat, and they had to prepare themselves to leave Egypt, and they had to have their shoes on and all that. And you know, they had to go out there, and they had to take the blood from the lamb, and they had to put it on the lintel and the doorpost, and prepare themselves to leave Egypt. And you know, they were under a death warning. Because, you know, the warning had been sent out that, listen, he said, prepare yourselves tonight. And he said, there's the way of escape made. But he said, come tonight, the death angel will pass through and kill all the firstborn. And, you know, he said, but there is a way of escape that was made, but the death angel was coming through. And there was only one way that they could bypass that, because it was either you followed the way that was played out, or there was death. There was no other way.
Right.
You had to follow that. And you know, he was talking about, Brother Ram was talking about how that father was sitting there. And you know, he's just sitting there resting and relaxing, you know, just going through the things. And he said, but his son was standing there. And you know, his son was so worked up. He's like, Daddy, are you sure about this? Daddy, are you sure about this? Because it's my life that's hanging in the balance.
Right.
He said, are you sure about this, Dad? And he said, son, I want you to come here and look. He said, God told us there's one way. And if we would take the blood of that lamb and the hyssop, and we would put the blood on the door, he said, this the death angel can't touch you. You're free from this. God's brought us all this way. When you see them, all of the plagues that they had went through, all the things that had taken place in Egypt. But you know, here they are. Egypt was in darkness, but we know that there was light in Goshen. All of the fleas, the flies, the frogs, all the things that they had went through. But you know what? God protected his people. And he's like, and now we're going to see this great thing that's going to take place. But after this, and we eat this lamb, and we prepare ourselves, then you know what? We're leaving Egypt. We're not going to be in this bondage anymore. And so, you know, here he is standing there telling his son, listen, you don't have to worry about all of this, because we're following God's plan. God has made a way, and we put our full trust in God that he's going to bring us through. There is no second way. There is no, we don't have an ace in the hole, or, you know, any kind of other, you know, we ain't got plan B or nothing else. We got God. And we got our full trust in him. We don't have no other way. There's no second way, you know, because it's either God's way or it's death.
Right.
You know, we see, you know, in Psalms 23, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And you know, Brother Branham's talking about in the message, the great warrior David, he's talking about the shepherd, and the shepherd has a script bag. And he has this script bag, and it has all of the things that a shepherd needs that's inside there. And he's talking about, you know, he said, here's God's script bag. He said, each traveler or shepherd out there has a script bag. So, you know, if you want something out there, some purchasing power, if you're sick, reach out here and let's see what's in the script bag. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. All right, take it out. It's a power that buys. He said, whatsoever thou believest when you pray, believe you receive what you ask for. If you desire it, pray and believe you get it, ye shall have it. That's in the script bag. So whatever you have need of is in that script bag. So if he's our shepherd and he's the one that shows that we shall not want, and whatever condition that we go through in life, however dark and dismal it may look, but you know what? He is our shepherd, and it's in his script bag. That he'll bring you through. He'll give you whatever you have need of. And he said, and the shepherd, Christ Jesus, who never lost the battle, the shepherd of the sheep, is packing the church tonight in his own glorious protection.
Amen.
So whatever you go through, realize that you are protected. We're walking, as Brother Branham was talking about, the condition, everybody wants to build bomb shelters, and they want to have this kind of protection and that kind of protection. But he said, the believer is under feathers.
Right.
The greatest place that you can be is under the wings of that Jehovah Eagle. Almighty God, be under his wings. And no matter what happens, if we're there, then we don't have to worry about the condition the world is in, things that happen, because we have the best protection that we can have. So we can have, he said, and the eagle can have confidence in his God-given protection. You know, he was talking about how he went down in that blowdown. Brother Brandon was standing out there in that field, and he saw that eagle, and he was flexing his wings. You know, he said, I can shoot you. I can put you down. But he said that eagle never flinched, never was scared, because he knew that the wings that he had was his protection. And he said, if that give him confidence, he had strength to believe in that confidence that God given, that God had given him, that he could do that. He said, how much more the church, by the Holy Spirit, can have confidence in the wings. He said, your God-given protection and tutor when sickness strikes or when trouble strikes. When all these things take place, then you know what? You can put your trust in him. And whatever condition that happens, whatever things goes, then you put your faith and confidence in those things. You've seen God work in your life. Then if God's done one thing for you, then you know what? He'll continue to do the same thing.
Right.
And we'll have the musicians come. I'm gonna finish here just in a few minutes. But I want to finish this morning with this. You know, Brother Branham talks about the story of the little boy in the storm. The little boy came in the storm, and, you know, he's at home, and he got real nervous about the storm, and he stood there, and he's like, Mom, I'm afraid of this storm. It's getting too close. And it really made him nervous, and his mom was like, listen, the Lord's our protection. You don't have to worry about it. You know, but he never could get comfortable with that. He never could put his trust in that. And the next thing is like, well, Mom, all these things have taken place, and I'm more worried about this today, and I'm a little bit, concerned about these things. And she kept telling him, said, listen, so we believe God, and all these storms, whatever goes, he said, God is our protection. And his mama kept trying to comfort him. He said, yeah, Mama. He said, I believe that. But he said, I want a God with skin on it.
Right.
You know, he wanted a God with skin on it. Well, I want to say this morning, Brother Branham and the mighty God unveiled, he said, we are the God with skin on it. You're looking at the people. This is God with skin on it. When you're looking for somebody that you're wanting, somebody that lay, you know, that you can touch, that you can grab a hold of, well, that's your brothers and sisters. That's the people in this church. That's the believers. This is the ones that you can touch, because God is veiled in human flesh. And if God is veiled in human flesh, fall short of the glory of God and all those type things. But you know what? God still is hid in our flesh. We are God with skin on it. And that, you know, that little boy, you can have confidence in these things. And, you know, the scripture talks about the scripture. I know there's several scripture here in Psalms, but I'm not going to be able to get to them this morning. But it says that, you know, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You know, so all these things take place, and realizing, you know, God is here with us. And, you know, if Brother Branham was here, the same God that Brother Branham talked about, that he preached about, the one that he served, is here this morning.
Amen.
And he's the ones that brought you all this way and has kept you every day of your life.
Right.
And I've talked to several people this week, and one of the things that really stirred me up, you know, because so many people walk in fear of the unknown. And it's real easy just to say, well, I just walk by faith. But you look moms in the eyes, and they're sending their kids to school, and it's like, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
But you know what? Exactly. I know where I came from,
right.
And I know where I'm at this morning.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I know I passed from death to life.
Right.
Every day of my life, I've come all this way because of God.
Amen.
All my shortcomings, all my failures, but you know what? God has never failed me.
Right.
He's brought me all this way.
Amen.
I've got a son that I got to send to school. But you know what? I placed him in the hands of God.
Yes.
And I can't do anything else but do that.
Right.
Amen.
Because I was thinking about this morning, how many children are sitting here in this building that we've dedicated to God?
Yes.
That Brother Dale dedicated you to God.
Right.
Well, then how much more? I mean, what else do you want? Don't think, well, I'm so worried, I'm so nervous, I don't know what's going to take place. You're in the hands of God.
Right.
We dedicated you to God.
Yes.
So you know what? You don't have to worry about those things. And the other thing is every single year we come up here and we give y'all prayer cloths and we pray over every one of you.
Right.
So then guess what? When you walk out of here and you get up to go to school and everybody's like, well, I don't want to go to school today. And they're so afraid and they're so worried. Well, I want you to realize that the angel of the Lord is still there with you.
Right.
Why? Because we prayed over you.
Right.
We dedicated you to the Lord. And we send you out there as walking in faith.
Amen.
You walk in faith. You don't have to worry about what's going to take place.
Right.
Why? Because Isaiah 54:17 tells us, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Glory.
That's what God said.
Right.
And that's what we spoke over you. And when we do these things and we pray over you and we give you prayer cloths, listen, this ain't some kind of hocus pocus. This ain't some kind of ritual that we go through. This is enforcing the Word of God.
Right.
Amen.
Because we take God at His Word and we enforce it.
Amen.
Then guess what? The devil is defeated.
Right.
So don't worry about what takes place.
Right. Amen.
I'm not worried. Because you know what? Even if I had an army around me, I wouldn't have more confidence in that than I do in the Word of God.
Right.
Because though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me.
Amen.
God bless you this morning. And if you don't have a prayer cloth this morning, if you want a prayer cloth, then guess what? We will give you one. Pray over you this morning. Whatever you have need of. We want you to have confidence in God's Word and realize who you are and where you're standing at. Because so many kids will go out and they'll be worried about what's going to take place tomorrow, the next day. It's all in the hands of God.
Amen. Right.
So I want you to be comforted. Be a good cheer this morning. I am with you. And I'll be with you till the end of the world.
Right.
Amen. God bless you this morning.